This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Uncle Sam wants you to sign up for Obamacare. Yeah, forgive the cliche. Because it's exactly what's going on. Some states are getting particularly creative as they try to get people to understand and sign up for the new health insurance exchanges. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has the story.
If you go to a beach in Connecticut this summer, don't be surprised if you're accosted by someone in a bright orange T-shirt handing you a packet of sunscreen with the logo Get Covered. Roving representatives of Kentucky's healthcare exchange are infiltrating bourbon festivals in hopes of getting Kentucky's uninsured to swallow healthcare reform. And in coffee-loving Oregon?
We just finished up some coffee sleeves, though. I know we're doing that.
That's Mark Ray, creative director at the North Ad Agency in Portland, which was hired to promote Oregon's exchange, called Cover Oregon. Ray also got Oregon musicians to write catchy songs for TV commercials.
Long live Oregonians. We are Oregonians.
The songs don't mention the dry details of signing up for insurance on the Oregon Exchange. You almost don't know what's being advertised until you see the Cover Oregon web address flash up on the screen. The jingles are relentlessly cheerful. Ray says that's genuine because a lot of the musicians are uninsured.
The creative community is often the most underinsured constituency, so a lot of these people felt really strongly about how happy they were that Cover Oregon was going to be launching this October.
All of the exchanges will start selling insurance October 1st, but most haven't started advertising yet. Ray says Oregon started early just to make Oregonians aware of the exchange. The details will come later. Other states, like Maryland, are holding their advertising fire.
We will begin advertising late August by September 1st.
That's Danielle Davis. She's in charge of advertising for Maryland's exchange. Sitting in her Baltimore office, she tells me if you get people all fired up too soon, they might lose interest by the time they can actually sign up. When Maryland's ads do start, many will be aimed at young people who think, hey, I'm young and healthy. Why do I need insurance? Davis will answer that with a powerful weapon. Ads aimed at moms. Because
moms rule.
Davis knows what she's talking about. She has a teenager and a 20-something. She says moms might be able to convince their carefree kids they need insurance.
Mothers of adult males have a very strong influence over the decision-making of their adult children.
But even with that secret maternal weapon, Davis has a big challenge ahead of her. There's a lot of confusion out there. Just a few blocks away from Davis's office, I run into Michael Witherspoon, a chef at a Baltimore restaurant, who's uninsured, very interested in getting covered, and very confused.
From what I understand, it's supposed to be like Canada. Everybody's supposed to sign up for it, and everybody gets free health care.
There could be even greater confusion in the 27 states that have refused to run their health care exchanges, leaving it to the federal government. They're not advertising at all. Instead, private groups that support health care reform are hitting the airwaves, and community organizations are knocking on doors to spread the word. Jennifer Tolbert is director of state health reform at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
There will be greater challenges getting people in Texas, in Georgia, in Florida, and working to get those people enrolled in coverage.
And those states have some of the highest rates of uninsured residents in the country. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.